Please stand for the procession of the word.
Down deep into our hearts to wait for Easter. And now we get to let them out and sing Alleluia. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready to release? Oh, Josh, help me get the other end. Here we go.
Thank you.
Good job. Thank you, friends. You can go back and sit with your families now. Thank you for coming and releasing our Alleluia.
Our Easter proclamation has already begun. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen
indeed. Alleluia. We have not seen the risen Christ, but we see him in the lives of those transformed by Christ. We have not seen Jesus face to face, but we have seen him in the faces of everyone who loves and encourages us. We have not touched the wounds of the cross, but we have been called to bring healing to the scar of the world. Welcome. Good morning. It is a blessing to be with you on this joyous day. Friends and family, familiar faces and new folks gathering with us, welcome all. We pray that this day is a day of blessing for you. We pray that this day is a day of rejuvenation and grace for you. For as Christ is raised, we ourselves experience the gift of new life. So blessings be upon you and all for whom you care with the gift of new life on this morning.
Savior, the reconciling love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of grace, in the resurrection of Christ, you have put to death forever anything that can separate us from you. In raising your Christ as Lord of life, you have raised us to live resurrected lives in him. Open our eyes to see him in the midst of the world. Open our hearts to receive him as your gift of light and love for a world in need. Amen. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with our reading.
Good morning. A reading from Isaiah. For I am about to create new heavens
be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will still be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered a curse. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, but the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. And the word was with God.
And the word was God.
Psalm 118 will be sung.
Donna will play the psalm tone, and I'll sing it, and then we'll let you sing it with me, and then I will do the verses.
Give thanks to our gracious God, whose love
A reading from Revelation. Grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. I turned to see whose voice it was that spoke to me. And on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands, I saw one like the Son of Man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash across his chest. His head and his hair were white as white wool, white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined as in a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and from his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining with full force. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he placed his right hand on me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he, the living one. I was dead. And see, I am alive forever and ever." And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
Please stand as you are able for the gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia, for to whom shall you go?
Gospel according to John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed. She ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." And Peter and the other disciples set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in, saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. And then Simon came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head, the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, do not hold on to me, because I've not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And she told them all that he had said, all of these things to her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to be seated. I invite our youngins forward. To the Lord's house, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Awesome. Thank you all for coming up today. This is a song right out of our Isaiah story today. I was glad when they said unto me, leave room here, we got a special guest coming. I was glad when they said, let's get together in the Lord's house. Today is an exciting day. And a day for us all to be together and to celebrate and to rejoice, because Jesus Christ is alive. And in him, God has taken away all the sin of the world. Jesus says something really remarkable today. He says, I have longed to gather all of God's children together, just like a mother hen gathers her chicks. Have you ever seen this? Lots of birds do this. Lots of birds have big families. They have lots of little ducks or little goslings or little chicks, and they keep them together. They kind of shepherd them around with their wings. They keep them safe. They keep them protected. They keep them together with their wings. And Jesus thinks of us, all of us, as the children of God today, just like little chicks. And he says, I want to gather everyone together and bless them and protect them, keep them safe, and keep them together with my wings. Miss Reggie's got some special guests that are going to join us today that just kind of help us see this in reality. Because we're just like little chicks this day. All of us, the oldest among us and the little babies that can't even talk yet, are all just like little chicks in God's care. And so we thought it might be helpful to have some little fellows here for you to see so that you can kind of understand what it's like to be a chick. Would you like to come up and see these guys? You're welcome to. Yeah, come on up. And we're gonna touch, but just very gently, just really gently and slow with fingers. Yeah, just slowly and gently so they don't get overwhelmed. That's okay, just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little, that's a way. Yeah, did you get a chance to see? These are baby chicks. And this is exactly what Jesus is saying we are like today. See how gentle and soft and sweet they are? Yeah. There's no malice in there. There's no anger. Maybe a little bit of fear at seeing so many fellow chicks around today. Yeah. But this is what Jesus is saying to us. God wants to gather us like little chicks on this day. Once you've seen, if you can step back. There you go. Yeah, then you can step back. Would you like to touch too? There you go. Oh, yeah. There you go. Beautiful. Beautiful. There's just some more babies. But let's think about ourselves this way today, shall we? Yeah. Has everyone had a chance to see a chick today? We're going to put them back in here. Their little hearts are just going thump, 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 thump. Because they get very excited to see lots of children around. So you can tell your folks today, you can tell your grandpas and grandmas, you can tell your little brothers and sisters, you are like a brand new chick, and God is spreading God's wings over you this day. Blessings to you. Thank you for being a part of worship. Thank you for the beautiful way that you flowered our cross. That is just gorgeous. It's like blooming in a garden. And thank you for the way that you celebrated the Alleluia. The Alleluia is back, finally, after this long season of Lent. Can we say it together? Alleluia. Awesome. Thank you for coming up. You can go back and sit with your folks now. But we're going to talk a little bit more about this special day. So stay tuned. This day is just amazing. The cross stands empty against a crisp morning sky. The tomb, this symbol of death and closing in, stands empty, mouthing silence in the briskness of the morning. Angelic voices on the wind, we hear the echoes. He is not here. He is risen. Once again, we're confronted with the mystery and the wonder of this ever-creating God, the one who is always calling forth life out of death, the one who is always creating out of what was not, what is, and bringing forth blessing continually. The cruelty of the cross will not be the last word for this God of grace. No tomb can contain this life-giving force, and death is vanquished forever. And yet, as we look at the whole course of the gospel, as we've made this journey here through Lent, as we've come to this place, this remarkable moment in time, so much of Jesus' story is a story of failed recognition. So much of Jesus' story, his living ministry, his ongoing revelation of God, so much of it seems at times to be lost on the people around him. So much of it seems to be a story of people who are not yet able to recognize who it is God has placed among them, what it is God is doing in the gift of this one. Failing to recognize this one in their midst, even as they've traveled with him and seen him do things that defy explanation, even those closest to him, a failure of recognition. As Jesus began this week, descending from the Mount of Olives, the Gospels recount that he weeps. As he comes down from this elevated place and looks out across the depths of the valley Kidron and looks up at Jerusalem stretched out before him, he weeps. He begins to lament. Luke says, as he came near, he saw the city and he wept over it, saying, if you'd only recognized the things that make for peace. Yet not one stone will be left upon another here, because you did not recognize the time your God came to you. In Matthew's gospel, how often I have longed to gather you as a hen gathers her chicks, but you were not willing. Early in John's gospel, we read, he was in the world, but the world did not know him. He came to his own, but his own did not receive him. His own disown him as this past week progresses, not recognizing him for who he is. This very moment, this very morning, Mary Magdalene comes to the tomb, honoring this one by whom she's been so blessed. The one that they had to hastily stow on the darkness of descending on a Friday before the beginning of Passover. Coming back the first day of the week so that she could do what was usual and customary, prepare the body with ointments and oils. Prepare the body for burial. She fails to recognize him when she finds the tomb empty. And she's in earnest. I can only imagine the anxiety, the fear, and the abject sadness. The last thing she expected when she came to that tomb was to find him gone. a failure to recognize, even after this one has told them time and time and time again, I go to my death, but from that God will bring forth life. I will be crucified, but on the third day, I will be resurrected. All of the predictions, all of the prophetic statements that Jesus has made about this. And yet, coming to find the tomb empty, she is overwhelmed. John's gospel tells us she mistakes him for the gardener, which I think is entirely natural, and I do not fault her one instant for that. In the beauty of a morning, in the crispness of the newness of that day, who else would be there in the garden but the gardeners? Who else would be tending to all of the life and richness of that place but the one to whom it's been entrusted, the one who has taken up its care? She fails to recognize him until he speaks her name. Mary. And in that moment, everything changes. In that moment, her world is undone and remade. In that instant is recognition, and in that recognition is resurrection, not just for Jesus, but for her. And she goes a way that invites all of us to follow. I love this image. It's by an artist named Bruce Wolfe, and he paints. It is a painting in the spirit and style of statuary. And you can tell when you get a closer look at it, you can see some of the fineness of the brushwork. But I love the way that it gives the appearance of something cast in stone. And yet, this fluid moment, it captures this instant of recognition. The look on that face says, Rabboni, teacher, master, savior. And her world is transformed. Jesus' resurrection is Mary's rebirth. Paul says it this way for us: you who were buried with him in baptism, you also are raised with him through faith in the power of God. Amen? Paul understands it. He understands it this way. We know that our old self was crucified with him. And we who have been united with him in a death like his are united with him in a resurrection like his. Today is the day that God speaks your name. Let's try it together. On the count of three, I want you to say your name out loud. Are you ready? One, two, three. Brad Hyde. That's exactly what that sounded like. Good job. In that instant, God speaks all names and proclaims all creation to be God's very own, blessed, beloved, and good, like a mother hen spreading her wings. In that moment of naming, he came to his own, though, John says, and his own did not receive him. But to as many as who would receive him and believe in his name, he gave the power to become the children of God. Even now, that power of becoming is unleashed in the world. On this Resurrection Sunday, we proclaim that as Christ has been raised from death, we too have been raised to new life in him. And he does not magically make us into something new. Because what is given, what is promised in the gospel, and what is given in this moment is very specifically referred to as the power to become. It is an invitation to engagement. It is an invitation to becoming all that God dreams of us being. In that moment, that power is ours. And now, to be lived into, to be lived out in the midst of this world that is crying out for the revealing of the children of God. As Peter reveals, Christ, who was put to death in the flesh, is made alive in the Spirit. And that Spirit pervades all of creation, every life, every bit of the natural order, the cosmos in its infinite vastness and its infinitesimal smallness, all of it filled with the glory of God. But the question becomes for us as this story continues, as we continue to write the next chapter in the gospel. Will we recognize him? Will we see him as he is among us in this time? Will we see him in brothers and sisters of faith? Will we see him in people who have no sense of faith or spiritual life whatsoever, and no desire for it either? Will we see him in the faces of mighty and powerful people? Will we see him in the faces of the lowest and the weakest in our social orders and in the midst of our culture? Will we see him in the faces of the poor and the suffering? Will we see him in the face of the stranger, the other? Will we hear him and recognize him when he speaks our names and calls us to follow? That's the question that hangs in the still air this day. Will he recognize us? Will he see the body of Christ today in its sterling quality and in the marks of his passion still on the body? Will he see people living beyond themselves for the sake of others? Will he see the world that God so loves? And finally, will the world recognize him in us? In his church that struggles to bear witness to his goodness and grace, that strives for justice, that seeks to be the people that live out this power of becoming. Today, the risen one leads us into a new day. And to us who have been raised with him, he gives the power to become all God has dreamed of us being. People of the resurrection, the children of God. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you.
stand as you are able as we continue with our profession of faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. He was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As a community of faith, we come together in prayer for each other and for the world. Let us pray. God of grace, creator, sanctifier, redeemer, you are God Almighty and God of love for all. You have created and are creating. You bring your people much joy in the greatest gift of all, your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for all your gifts to us. We praise you and forever worship you. Hear us, O God. God of grace, we thank you for all that we have and the joy that you give us in your creation. This earth you created and its fruits were created for the benefit of all, now and in the future. Help us to see and help others to see that it is our responsibility to care for this earth and all its resources today so that the future generations can experience the joy of your creation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of grace, you sent your Son to be the Savior of the world, and we thank you for this greatest gift. We ask that you will lead us to live the way Jesus lived and follow his example. Help us to remember his words to love others as he loves us, to let others see that we are his followers because we love others as we love him. Help us to live a life filled with compassion and love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of grace, we pray today for a hurting world and for those who are sick of mind, body, and spirit. Today we lift up Jordan Davis, Cheryl Henry, Steve Kikta, Tina Russ, the Crunk family, Joanne Mock, Gloria Hayden, Sam Collins, Danny Santos, Rosa Hatfield. We pray for all who suffer as a result of violence and oppression, and for all victims of disasters and human failings. Hear us, O God. God of grace, inspire the work of our partner Austin City Lutheran congregations and surrounding faith communities. Today, we remember the people and mission of Spirit in the Hills Lutheran Church in Spicewood. And bless the ministry of David and Alicia Brandos in Mexico City, and all the people who serve with the ELCA Global Missions. Lord, empower all the people in the community of abiding love. Today we lift up Joyce Werneman, Haley Zimmerman, Jean and Naomi Zimmerman, Elizabeth, Xavier, Eloise, and Diego Zarate, Gil, Tracy, Allison, and Reese Yetter. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of grace, because of our resurrected Lord, we are forever connected to you, and nothing can separate us from you. Thank you for loving us that much. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with our offerings.
We would like very much for people who have sung in our choir before to come up to sing with us, "He is Alive." If you've sung in our choir before, please come up and sing with us.
Please stand as you are able. And let us pray. God of grace, receive these simple gifts as signs of our whole lives, offered up to you in gratitude for the gift of new life you have given us in Christ. Bless and multiply this harvest. May it serve your kingdom's purpose of bringing justice, peace, healing, and nourishment to a hungry and searching world. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels, archangels, cherubim, and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy are you, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are filled of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in your name. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
With all who will gather, our Lord takes bread. He blesses it and gives thanks. He breaks it and he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and eat. This bread is my body, broken and given for you. As often as you eat of it, do so, remembering me." And in the same way, taking a cup, blessing it and giving thanks, he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and drink. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you, for all people, for all creation, for the forgiveness of sin. Drink of it often, remembering me." And so we remember this one who gives life that we might have life, this one who receives life that life might prevail over death. And we pray in the words that this one has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. All who wish to meet Christ in this meal, all are welcome at this table. Today we commune by intinction, which means you'll receive a wafer. You'll be invited to dip it in either the grape juice or the wine, as is your custom. I invite you to be seated. I invite our musicians and communion servers forward. The ushers will guide you.
Mercy on us, Lamb of God. You take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace, grant us peace, grant us peace. Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. Our triumphant holy day. Alleluia. Who did once upon the cross? Alleluia. Suffer to redeem our loss. Alleluia. Hymns of praise then let our heavenly King. Alleluia. Who endured the cross and grave. Alleluia. Sinners to redeem and save. Alleluia. But the pains which he he's the
Let's stand and pray together. God of life of all creation, you bless us in this sacred meal. Your provision for all that is needed and lacking in the world. Your redeeming of everything that is broken and wayward in our lives. You have strengthened and encouraged us for all that lies ahead. And you have given us a vision of your kingdom come, where all are welcome, all are fed, and none go wanting. We give thanks in the name of the one who rises to make all things new, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our bulletin is filled with announcements. And I want you to know, too, that there are happenings brochures in the seat backs. And please, take one. Take two. One for the fridge, one for a friend. And if you're visiting with us today, we're delighted that you're here. Take a happenings brochure along and take a look at all of the things that are going on in this church. You are most welcome to join us for any and all of it. We also have an Easter brunch. Our celebration continues with food. It just wouldn't be Lutheran if it was any other way. But in the interest of efficiency, the people who have prepared this repast have asked me to pray over it right now so that we can dig in as soon as we get to the activity center, which is just down the aisle. So let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this feast. We thank you for the way it blesses us. And we pray blessing on all of those who have made it possible for us to partake in it. Your Christ and your people in your world. Amen. Amen. Know this day that God recognizes you, that Christ sees you, that Christ is alive in you. May God bless and keep you. May God make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May God look on you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Christ is alive, let Christians sing. The cross stands empty to the sky. Let streets and homes with praises ring. Love drowned in death shall never die. Christ is alive, no longer bound to distant years in
together,
sharing God's love.
The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also
please share that peace with each other and all who you meet this week.
Amen.